My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You were wondering over the last few days, how are people going to take in the Deshaun Watson status? No one's had any chance to see him. You didn't see him in the preseason game. They were down at Greenbrier. The dual practices are not going to be televised. So
neither will the Revolution, man.
You can understand why fans are going to be trepidatious about their quarterback with a new offense.
Yeah, it's going to be a grinding your hands type of thing when you're watching him, because I can't imagine he's going to be out there for very long against the Seahawks.
Right.
I got to know what Jed Wills' situation is. And, you know, we could ask Daryl later in the week, or ask Mary Kay later on Thursday or something like that. I know we go around the AFC North tomorrow. But we got to figure out more on Jed Wills, because, I mean, there's the PUP list, and I don't know if he's going to be just out for the first 4 weeks of the season or whatever, because nobody wants to put him out there if James Hudson is playing left tackle. Like, there may be a point where you're forced to, but no one wants to voluntarily do that. And so you wouldn't do that in the preseason because he's playing left tackle and you're not seeing live action against your own defense. But if you're going to be seeing live action, you want the best you have to offer. The best you have to offer is still Jed Wills. But if he's not able to go, you get a little nervous about that. But if Jed Wills is not ready to go week one, and I have not seen him in a helmet at all so far. Now, I haven't been there as much as like Daryl. I haven't been there as much as Nathan, obviously. I haven't seen him in a helmet so far, so I'm left to wonder, okay, what can he really provide at the beginning of the season?
This was going to be a huge camp, a huge whatever for him leading up to the season, which was going to be big just for his future.
Because it's not, we always see it halfway, and it's not, we can't just see it halfway. It's not just Deshaun Watson playing in the final preseason game. You have to put him with his ones to protect him. So does that mean that Jed Wills is intending to play in the final preseason game against Seattle? Because that might tell us a whole lot. Is James Hudson III going to play over at left tackle on that game against Seattle? And then, okay, does he end up having to be the guy who's starting week one against Dallas? Like, these are things we have to ask ourselves. 216-474-0092. Real quick, what did you take away from the interview with Mark Namath? Because I took one big piece of it away when it comes to the field house.
I think that right now, he is taking the outlook, at least Mark was with us, that financially, you know, along with what the county said, financially, this isn't adding up just yet. There's going to have to be a lot more transparency, a lot more information before we can truly dream about having that state-of-the-art facility capable of attracting world-class events in Brook Park.
Mark Namath, Signal Ohio, hit it.
the argument that's emerging now is we can't invest in that if it's going to pull from our other investment, which is Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. There's no question that these two facilities would compete for some. There's not that many big level events. What I saw when the Haslams released those proposals recently in their sketches is, no, they see this facility as pulling in a lot of a big range of stuff. Does that compete with Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse? I think there is, you know, an argument that can be made, and that's what the county's saying, that potentially cuts into that. So is there a net gain for the region, or is the net gain for the Haslams?
It's been brought up a couple times before. Okay, well, if you had a new stadium, what events would move away from the Fieldhouse? You have monster trucks already there in the summertime, but you could have them there in the wintertime. Okay, that's one. I don't need to go down a laundry list of all the things, but the things that you think of off the top of your head. Like Disney on Ice ain't going anywhere. All right. The Super Bowl is played in a football stadium, obviously. Okay. Final Four, women's Final Four, you can play it in an arena. Men's Final Four is never going back to a regular arena. So you start to come down the list, and I don't know how much they're really missing out on. I mean, they tried the winter ice thing. It didn't really go. Bad weather. It was actually nice weather, but it was bad weather for the ice.
Yeah, too nice.
So there's not really much you could do there. I don't know how many things are being taken away from it. I just want to see, like, hearing Chris Ronayne talk about it, I just want to see what other ideas that you have. I want to see them. I don't want to just hear about them. I want to see them. Show me some. Show me some that might make sense. South of Progressive Field, where he brought up in there. And please, don't give me the whole, well, we need bad weather to win football games. You got good football players. That's what you have. And you brought up the 80s, played right into it. They were better football players in the 80s. You didn't win many games in bad weather because you had worse football players. And people keep bringing up the 2007 game against the Bills. Guys, that was 17 years ago. So every 17 years, we're going to have a big snow game? Excuse me, 15 years, because you had the game against New Orleans a couple of years ago where it was 20 below zero.
Yeah, I mean,
record.
That stuff I found cool when I was like 21. You know, when I was 19.
I would still find it cool now,
it's not the same. Like I used to talk about that and home field advantage and the good Browns teams of the 80s, the late 80s and the elements. I mean, that's just stuff I don't care about anymore, but I did care when I was younger. I'll tell you this, what I'm really interested in now that we have a bit of a wall that's been put up, and this isn't going to be just handed to the team. Like they're not just going to get this greenlit just like that. Like, hey, we believe your numbers. We believe your financing proposal. And let's just get the syntax going for another venue. Like, it's not going to be that easy.
Mm-hmm. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B. But with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Here is what is going to get really interesting over the next maybe 6 months. The political deafness of the Haslams. Like, they've been a political family in Tennessee. They have, obviously, when anytime you want to spark real development, it takes a lot of political wherewithal to be able to do that. It's not just financing. It is about understanding, you know, the needs of the area and then working with politicians, both at the local, the county, and the state level. We know that Mike DeWine, you know, was up here last year. That is going to be part of it. There was, we didn't talk about it with Mark, but there is a fund that is set aside for statewide projects involving sports. Then getting ODOT and getting the roads and working on, you know, the RTA and expansion of that, you know, next to a renovated Hopkins airport. Like, that's all going to come into play. We're going to see, like, how nimble the Haslams are in being able to do that. Because in the end, Kenny, guess who's not going to matter in all this?
Who's not going to matter?
It's not going to be the voters. The voters are not going to be a big part of this. Notice how many public hearings have there been about this. In the end, it's going to be between the politicians at various levels and the Haslams. And that is what we're about to find out. Who's really good at being able to navigate that?
9 o'clock. We will have our buddy Ryan Wilson joining us on the show from CBSSports.com. It's senior NFL writer, does the draft, does a great job there. Harry Douglas and Dan Orlovsky had a great big argument yesterday on First Take, and for the first time ever, we might be Team Stefanski.
You said if they get quarterback play, they're a legit contender. You don't feel that way about Cleveland when they just did it with Joe? That's what I'm saying.
I didn't say they wasn't a contender. I'd like, who do you trust more? You trust Mike Tomlin or you trust Kevin Stefanski more, Dan? Tell me who you trust
Stefanski's
more.
Kevin Stefanski's a two-time coach of the year.
So what? He hasn't won a dang old thing, Dan. Who do you trust more? Stefanski or Mike Tomlin? Answer the question.
Both. They're both great coaches.
Don't tell me about what he's a two-time coach of the year. He ain't
that
won a doggone playoff game.
Kenny, I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right
now.
Who I support, Stefanski or Tomlin. I'm going to tell you right now. It's a debate show. Scream.
You know.
Holy cow.
You know, really, I'm not going to be the one to throw stones in my glass house over Harry Douglas yelling, right? I'm not going
to. Yeah, we have Scream from time to time.
From time to time, at least once a week. But
over,
I don't think.
Over that.
I don't think we're screaming now. I don't think we're screaming now. I think for the first time ever, we might have an official show stance
here. Yeah. I think you were surprised.
You and I are. I really wasn't. I was a little bit like, well, usually our big arguments is not going to be a big argument because for the first time, I have been a guy who has stated on this show before that I would carry a rickshaw or I would walk a rickshaw down to Pittsburgh and pick up Mike Tomlin and pull him back to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. So those were years. That was years ago. And I still think Mike Tomlin is a hell of a football coach. I trust Kevin Stefanski. I don't know how you can see four different quarterbacks winning football games for you last year and not pick Kevin Stefanski. I don't see how you can see a guy who lets different people, who makes the necessary changes for his football team and is willing to delegate the power and seems to be as secure in himself as he is with Kevin Stefanski. Would Kevin Stefanski hire a guy like Matt Canada and leave him in charge as long as he did? You can give me the Joe Woods argument. He let go of Joe Woods. He brought in a much better defensive coordinator in Jim Schwartz. He made that necessary change. Special teams, he made the necessary change. He's been willing to do it this entire time through. He's been willing to self-evaluate. That is still something I have not seen, not nearly as much, with Mike Tomlin. Doesn't mean Mike Tomlin's a bad coach. I think it's a legitimate debate. It's not where one has turned into an old, feeble-minded football coach that time has passed him on. That's not true about Mike Tomlin. It's a vicious debate between those two. I don't think it's a debate between us because I just said what I said about Stefanski, and I think you agree.
I can't believe I've gotten to this place. I mean, this is
surprising.
This is a year removed from hot seat talk and Stefanski, and now I feel totally different about the way that they conduct business, about the way he coaches the team. I do have a lot of trust. And as far as Tomlin, this is not a slight against Tomlin. I have been envious of so many other quarterbacks and coaches over the years, and Tomlin's been one of them. But at some point, right, you got to win, and you've got to win in the playoffs. And Tomlin has not done that in a very long time. The fact that he does have a Super Bowl ring, that has been a game changer for him. But, you know, so does Doug Peterson, right?
He knew he needed David Njoku, instead of being headstrong with David Njoku, they mended the fence and found some common ground and understanding.
I think he's been able to put out some fires.
He's been able to put out those
fires. That's what we always said about Tomlin. Tomlin's been able to handle all the adversity that he's had with very problematic players that, you know, their egos would be a big part of it and could blow up a locker room at any point. Tomlin was always able to navigate that stuff. I actually think that the Browns have shown that ability with Stefanski.
And he's made his mistakes. I know I've talked about flea flickers with rookie QBs and all, and he knows about that too now. But I know I've had talked about his mistakes before, but I do think for the first time, and I think that last year was the proof of it, where it all culminates in a playoff season where you have four different quarterbacks win, five quarterbacks overall, I would trust Kevin Stefanski more. Are Lyme and I crazy? 216-474-0092.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.